Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. During the month of April, the Catskill Mountain Foundation is launching its 2014 Orpheum Dance Festival featuring Zvi Dance. This exciting dance company has offered several masterclasses and a few open rehearsals at the Catskill Mountain Foundation's Orpheum Film and Performing Arts Center in Tannersville, New York. Zvi Dance is in residency, and they will present an in-progress new work, Surveillance, on Friday, April 25th at 4 p.m. This new work, which began development in the fall of 2013, explores our lives in the new world of the surveillance camera. On Saturday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m., Zvi Dance will present a performance of Dabka, a line dance based on Middle Eastern folk dance, often performed at weddings and other celebrations. Choreographer Zvi Gothiner joins us now to tell us more. Zvi Gothiner, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's nice to be here.
How did this residency with the Catskill Mountain Foundation come about?
It's a little complex. Our booking agent, John Klassen, was consultant with the foundation, and he suggested, you know, when we start brainstorming about this project, that would be a perfect project to initiate here. We talked to the Finns and to Pam, and it seemed like it was a good match. And then we were lucky to receive a long-term grant from New York State Council. That enabled us to actually bring the company here for 3 weeks and have the privilege of inhabiting the stage of the Orpheum, which allow us to experiment with the complex technologies that involve in this project.
Surveillance is the piece you're working on that does involve complex technology that you just mentioned. Could you tell us more about everything that is involved in the piece?
Yes. We are creating kind of a piece that is spying with cameras and kind of audio devices on the environment in the theater and kind of reflecting on the way technology is embedded now in the way we feel safe. It's a complex technology because it's practically not existing in that kind of theatrical situation. I think maybe some corporation having something similar, but it's by far, you know, above our budget. So we're having six cameras on stage. One is above, you know, so get like a bird view, like a drone or something like that. Mm-hmm. And other cameras are involved in the choreography. The cameras selecting a point of view from the world around, and we project it on the backdrop while the dancers are dancing. Hopefully, if it works well, there's a sense of like a closed circuit network that, you know, that there's no place on stage that you can hide.
What inspired you to create this piece?
You know, this is a hot issue now.
Yeah.
But I conceived this work, I think, 4 years ago when it was kind of hot, but not as hot as now. This is a continuation of hopefully a series of work that I do about the way technologies are kind of evolving with humanity and ever-increasing kind of dependence on our connectivities, our social sensibility, and, of course, about the sense we feel secure. You know, as an artist, I think, you know, I'm compelled to reflect on trends. So, you know, it seemed like we further our marriage with machines, and I'm very fascinated by it. I feel like it's an evolutionary trend that, you know, that we can no longer grow another arm, but we can invent another camera that can, you know, do amazing job for us. So I also were more interested, you know, to observe and kind of reflect on the consent that we all kind of give to cameras to participate in our life, and sometimes to a very intimate one, and to a new behavior that kind of those cameras solicit from us, kind of a new exposure and stardom that has to do with a connection to this panoptic eye.
Your previous piece, Zoom, that I talked to you about actually in 2009 when it had a workshop at Mass MoCA and then premiered about 4 years ago. That is, as you mentioned, related to this.
The similarity is that it's reflecting on trends, that and it's both reflecting on technology. In Zoom, we use cell phone as a starting point for the piece, and beside observing humanity, new moves that and relation to this little square that you or right angle that you're holding in your hands, it's kind of signify a new trend in connectivities and a sense of social relationship and communities. You know, the piece premise and this one as well was not using technology to show you new visual splendor. It was actually to use it in kind of similar way that we use it, in a way that we photograph with a cell phone and then we email it to one another. And we did something similar with Zoom. You know, we asked the audience to photograph with a cell phone the dancers, and we projected those photographs after we got them via email from the audience members. And then we also text in real time with them, and we also invite them for a photo shoot on stage while, you know, the dancers are constantly dancing. And I think this is, in a way, similar, but the theme is just, you know, about security and exposure, intimacy, and the breach of the capacity to be intimate, observing all of those.
You are nearing the end of your 3-week residency, and surveillance will be performed this weekend. What happens this week? What is there left to accomplish, and how sort of crazy is it over there right now?
We are still struggling with the technology. It's proven to be complicated, and you know, we're kind of making progress in that. You know, up till 2 days ago, it was difficult to hook the cameras to one brain that actually we can manage in a visual way. It's happening now, but not totally fully. So we're still kind of like getting new cables and some new gadget, and it's like we'll get it done. The choreography, I mean, what you'll see on Friday at 4 p.m. will be a work in progress. It will not be like a completed work. Mm-hmm. I think what we're trying to achieve is to have all the section of the choreography mapped in right order, and also that we know what visual projection we have simultaneously with the dance. I think some of it will have the idea in place but not totally developed, because some of it is being animated and we send it to somebody to do it, so it may not be ready. But you'll have a beginning, middle, and end. And I mean, the dancers will do a choreography. And when we ending this residency, we're still having quite a few weeks for me to go deeper into the choreography and clarify it and make it the right way, and also for the dancers to practice it and embed it in the body, and for the visual team, you know, to finish the video design. Also, you know, the music is new commissioned, so we have very few feet composed yet, so we use some other music now. And so again, the showing will be kind of a blueprint for it. You know, it's not going to be a finished work, but I'm sure it's going to be exciting, because it's the first time we'll open the door for people to watch the process. So I think for me and the dancers and the visual team, it will be kind of a landmark or like a benchmark, you know, that will kind of tell us if things are working or not. I think we'll try to integrate the audience if for Q&A, so people can also express their wish or frustration or gratitude. You know, I don't know yet. We'll see.
Right.
Yeah.
On the 26th, which is Saturday, Zvi Dance will perform another of your works, Dabka. Could you tell us in the minute or so we have left here a little bit about that piece?
Yeah. Dabka is not related to that line of work.
Right.
It's a piece I choreographed 2 years ago. I conceived it. I had the idea popping in my head in Stockholm. My boyfriend and myself were teaching there, and on the last night we were invited to a Lebanese restaurant. And in no time, my boyfriend and the owner of the restaurant was dancing the Dabka, which is an Arabic dance, an Israeli dance and also as well, in between the table of the restaurant. And I was sitting there and kind of saying, Stockholm, Israeli, Lebanese, culture kind of mixed, and you know, and it felt to me like there's an interesting issue here that I can explore, and then I got possessed with this theme. Growing up in Israel, folk dance was one of the popular pastime to do, and Dabka was one of the favorite dance. It's kind of a masculine, erect body dancing with kind of complex rhythm stomping, and I remember loving it very much.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew already then that it's actually a borrowed dance from our neighbor Arabs. It turned to be now, you know, that it's kind of an issue, cultural issue in the Middle East. Lebanese called Dabka as their national dance. Syrian do the same. Palestinian dancing it for as a sense of protest for of the occupation. The Israeli dancing it as well. So although people identify with this dance, it's also blurring all those identities because everybody's doing it. That was a good reason for me to go into an interesting process learning Dabka moves from Arab dancers from YouTube, which I think this is where how culture proliferate now, and then insert, you know, contemporary movement into that, and create a contemporary piece that has something of the sense of community that those dancers portray to me. I mean, they dance so close, you know, the practically, you know, blend into one another body when the dance kind of holding hand or shoulders. Also, when I started choreographing it, it was the beginning of the Arab Spring with a lot of hopes, you know, for new direction in the Middle East. And then, you know, those hopes kind of crashed into bloody reality. And I think it's also the piece kind of progressed with that realization. So It was a fantastic piece to do. I think for me and the dancers, it was an amazing process.
Zvi, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Zvi Dance will present Surveillance on Friday and Dabka on Saturday as part of the Catskill Mountain Foundation's 2014 Orpheum Dance Festival at the Orpheum Film and Performing Arts Center in Tannersville, New York. Links and more information are available at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.